the UCR Podcast.
Here's one for REO Speedwagon fans. I thought I would pop in and offer up some fan perspective on this past weekend's tribute to REO Speedwagon in Champaign, Illinois. I wrote some words over at Ultimate Classic Rock, where you can also see video from the show as well as the set list, but I've had a lot more thoughts that have been rolling around in my head before the show, during the show, and since the show, so I thought I would share some of those here. If you've been listening to the podcast, you'll know that I spoke with REO co-founders Alan Gratzer and Neil Dowdy leading up to the show, as well as longtime REO bassist Bruce Hall. And in addition to talking about what fans could expect at the concert, they also spent close to an hour just swapping stories about their history together in the band, and it was a lot of fun to just be a fly on the wall for that, so do go and check that out if you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet. The concert itself had more of those types of moments, and having seen a copy of the set list beforehand, I knew that they had everything timed out so that it would be about a two-hour show. And what was impressive to me was, you know how this goes. They have what is the plan, and then there's what actually happens on the night, but they really stuck to the plan, and it did not feel calculated. The stories never felt like they were going too long or like anybody was going off script. It just felt like what it was, a bunch of guys who had played music together for many years, and they were facing the reality that they were likely doing it together for the last time, and all of that was just as emotional as you might expect. As far as the production goes, there was good video running behind the group through the night. The video tribute packages that were produced to honor late REO guitarist and songwriter Gary Richrath, as well as late REO bassist Greg Philbin, were very nicely done as well. And I was surprised to learn after I spoke to the guys from local newspaper coverage by the News Gazette that this show was actually an idea that had been in the works by the city of Champaign going back to 2019, when Central Illinois Multimedia Group executive Jody Parato proposed getting all the past and present members of the group together for an anniversary show. And the pandemic put a spike in the idea. And as we know now, by the time the concept was revived earlier this year, it would still be a tribute, but it was also one which took on a new tone, one that felt like a chance for the members to say farewell as a result of what was described as the irreconcilable differences that took the band off of the road at the end of 2024. Honoring the legacy of REO Speedwagon was announced in mid-March, featuring Neil Dowdy, Alan Gratzer, Bruce Hall, vocalist Terry Luttrell, vocalist Mike Murphy, guitarist Steve Scorfina. As fellow REO fans will know, a number of those names have not been involved with REO in decades. Folks, it had been 37 years since Alan Gratzer had performed REO songs with his former bandmates. Steve Scorfina, a name well known to fans of the early days of REO and his other musical excursions like the band Pavlov's Dog. Mike Murphy, who joined the band for three albums after Kevin Cronin left the group in the early 70s. Terry Luttrell, who was there in the early days and handled the vocals on the band's debut album. The venue had special significance too. The State Farm Center opened as Assembly Hall in 1963 and retained that name until 2013. Let me tell you folks how cool this place is if you haven't been there. I drove up in front of the building. It looks like a spaceship from the outside, and this is a classic rock and roll arena in all of the best ways, and 2025 has been a good year for that. I went with my wife to Rosemont, Illinois earlier this year for a show at Allstate Arena. This place is in Rosemont, Illinois. Could this be the fabled Rosemont Horizon? Indeed, it was, my friends. I had not been there since 1988, and it warms my heart that these two rock and roll castles survive in any form. I think you can identify as fellow music fans how sometimes when you drive up and see a venue, you can just tell it's going to be a good night just because of how cool the venue looks. And the State Farm Center had that kind of vibe, and it's a venue REO has actually played many times over the years, and as I think I mentioned in our previous REO podcast, as of 2010, they held one of the records for the top 10 concerts with the best attendance at the venue for their 1981 performance there during the High Infidelity Tour. Also on that list, Rolling Stones, Garth Brooks, Fish, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Def Leppard, and U2. I ran into Steve Scorfina's son John at the gig. He was telling me that his dad was in attendance for that Rolling Stones concert at Assembly Hall in 1969. How cool is that? Inside the venue, concessions were actually reasonably priced, $4 for a hot dog and the beverages, too, were similarly priced. Did we travel back in time for this night here in Champaign? I think we might have. The concert itself, you can get the vibe of the night by watching some of the YouTube stuff I embedded with the review, but I was talking with a buddy after the show about how there are so many bands, and you understand this as well, they promise a show of deep cuts, but also so many times the deep cuts part of the night never really comes through, never really comes close to matching our expectations as fans. Some bands, however, understand the assignment, as my UCR comrade Brian Raleigh would say. I think about the concerts that REM played at the Olympia Theater in Dublin back in 2007. My comrade Jim, who went to this REO tribute with me last night, brought up the four nights of 30th anniversary concerts that Metallica played at the Fillmore in San Francisco in 2011. Those were once-in-a-lifetime concert experiences, and that is the same kind of thing that the members of REO work to deliver with a meticulously crafted set list of 19 songs. I would say that nearly half of the set was deeper tracks, and in some cases, really deep tracks. Terry Luttrell's opening four-song set featured, among other things, Gypsy Woman's Passion, an anti-establishment man from the first album. Elsewhere in the night, we also heard Only the Strong Survive with vocals by Bruce Hall's daughter, Sarah. Sing to Me from the Tuna Fish album, the title track from 1974's Lost in a Dream, and Let's Bebop from the Good Trouble record. Gary Richrath's son, Eric, was out of town and flew in specially on the day of the gig from Edinburgh, Scotland, and played on both Only the Strong Survive and Riding the Storm Out. Some REO fans will be familiar with the band Levon, a Nashville trio who played, by their count, about 100 shows with REO Speedwagon between 2021 and 2023, and they have been part of what I would call the REO family circle for a good while now. Levon features Michael David Hall, Jake Singleton, and Ryan Holiday, and they brought harmonies, guitars, and a ton of enthusiasm. They handled most of the vocals for songs from the Cronin era of REO, and look, we've been hearing those songs sung in a certain way for so many years now. I'm not going to say it was all a perfect match, and that goes for the night as a whole, but what I really appreciated about the whole night was that the spirit and the collective heart in all of this felt like it was in the right place. And I guess the Levon guys got the call to do this gig about a month ago, and as they told the crowd, they could not hop into their Winnebago fast enough, and I'm certainly glad that they did, because I've wanted to see these guys for a good long while now, and they did not disappoint. I put some of the comments from the various members into my review at Ultimate Classic Rock, but I wanted to share the complete remarks from co-founding drummer Alan Gratzer. Alan said, quote, "I can't believe I actually had to be talked into doing this. I'm having the time of my life. It's been 37 years since I've been on stage doing REO songs. I've been very happily retired, but this is actually great, great fun. Neil and I started this band in 1967, which many of you already know, over in Townsend Hall on the second floor. After our freshman year, we went home over the summer and said, let's come back in the fall when we go to school and form a band. And I said, learn the first Doors album, we'll start there. We did probably half of the album, a lot of songs. Because I was relegated to be the singer, I would go out front and play bass. And a little known fact is that Neil would be playing the drums. Did anybody know that? No? He's a great drummer. So anyway, we just had a little cover band. We kept it together, Neil and I, for 4 years through about 8 to 10 personnel changes. The first two guys that were with us were Joe Matt and Mike Blair, and then other people joined the band. Bill Fiorio is now Duke Tomato. He wasn't Duke Tomato when he was with us. Steve Scorfina, we had, let's see, all sorts. We were a soul band for a while. Actually, we had horns and whatever, but we were a cover band, basically. Eventually, we got to Gary Richrath. We started writing some original material, and you know, the rest is kind of history here. We worked really hard to keep it together, even though you go through personality clashes and whatever. End of quote. That is the end of Alan Gratzer's speech. He closed things out by singing and drumming on a Doors song, 20th Century Fox, which he dedicated to his wife Nancy, and told the crowd that the two of them will be married 50 years as of this coming December. How cool is that? Anyway, the whole experience was really, really great. There was a car in the parking lot that had a big REO Speedwagon logo on the back windshield and a license plate of REO Bug 1. That kind of set the tone for the night a little bit. As I was driving to Champaign, I passed another car with the license plate of Bowie 95, and I appreciate that particular David Bowie fan getting that specific. I'd love to have a conversation with their choice there. You know what, folks? As a lifelong REO Speedwagon fan, I wish that we would have been able to see this gig under different circumstances. I wish that we could have had a chance to see Kevin Cronin on that stage, and though he had a show with Styx and Don Felder on the same day as this tribute in Champaign, I'd hoped that maybe he would send a video message or post something on social media, but it wasn't to be. To go off of what Alan Gratzer laid out in the comments that I just read to you about the early years of REO, I think it applies here as well. Bands are complicated. Members come and go. Bands call it quits. Sometimes they get back together. And I really hate those moments for us all as fans where it feels like we're forced to choose sides. And I very rarely do that. And this is one of those situations. I've always been an REO Speedwagon fan. I will always remain an REO fan. And I don't think there's any need to get any more specific than that for us as fans. Just like what you want to like the people that are involved. They all help to create something important from where I'm sitting. I'm glad that those of us who were in attendance for last night's REO tribute in Champaign were able to see the concert that we did. It's worth mentioning that the proceeds from last night's concert, including money raised from the merchandise, went to benefit the Moffitt Cancer Center. And if you weren't able to attend, you can still donate to support the research and important work they're doing at Moffitt.org. That is MOFFITT.org. Thanks to the REO guys for doing last night's show, and thanks to all of you for listening this far, if you did. Have a great one. We've reached the end of another episode of the UCR Podcast. It is Matt Wardlaw. We appreciate you listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please rate and review wherever you are listening and hit subscribe so that you'll receive future episodes of the podcast from Ultimate Classic Rock.